1-111 Roden Bridge.
Looks like it's just continuing the same agreement that we've had. I think this is the last year that we can continue with it and then go out for bid.
Correct.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
Move to approve the extension of the notice renewal for the auto repair services as Jim's Auto Body is primary and is it Kevitt's Body Shop as secondary for the year from October 9, 2021 to October
8,
2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement, Terry Gentle.
Move to approve the unlimited field dirt agreement between Terry and Judas Gentle.
Do you mind adding? And Taney County.
And Taney County. Thank you.
Second.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Budget discussion with Clint Hilliard. Come on up.
I got a couple this morning. Clint got the bug, and he didn't want to come in and give it to anybody, so I got the call this morning.
Just tell me it's not COVID.
It's not COVID.
Good.
No. I think he's just spent too much time at football games.
You gentlemen have an original budget that we had with them. This has the adjusted one.
I have the proposed.
The proposed change.
Change. I don't have the other.
That's all I have too. Is the proposed.
They look very similar for the adjustment.
Yeah, we have that, but let me see what else we have.
It has a cultural research resources thing on there. And then an electrician.
Yeah, we have that. We have this.
It was the original budget because they wanted to do the amended budget. You have the original budget that was proposed.
I think here's our. Well, do you mind stating your name for the record?
Jerry.
Sir, could you state your name for the record?
I'm Jerry Adam. I live in Forsyth there at 146 Ben Villa.
Well, he's on the park.
I'm on the park board.
He's here as the park board.
Okay.
I think the concern just came up of with Kizzy Mills Park gravel being canceled, there were some funds and you guys wanted to reallocate them. I think the concerns are how those are wanting to be reallocated. Is that correct, Ms. Warren? Or just question?
Yes, yeah. Pretty much so. They think maybe that the ground is probably not workable yet because of the high water. And until we can do progress down at K-Park, we have to do a cultural resource survey, and so we reallocated some of that money toward the cultural resource survey, which the Corps told us we had to do on all Corps engineered land.
So the cultural resource survey is to help move forward the KDOT project we're looking at?
Yeah, it's KDOT. And before we can do anything, we can't even kick a rock down there hardly without having that done.
What the county had been looking at for some time was the well, so that we could make it a...
Electricity, things like that. We can't do any of it until we have a cultural resource survey.
Okay. So part of the funding is to go towards that?
Pardon me?
Part of the funding that you guys are asking for goes towards that?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem with that. Mike, Sheila, do you guys?
No, because...
No, I don't.
Well, is what we were to do all along. That was just a new item that we didn't know had to be done.
For a hole in the ground, we got to have a cultural resource.
Yeah, no, I understand. The electric work for Mincy Park, do you know, are you familiar with that project? What exactly are you doing there, or is needed?
Upgrading the electrical system a little bit. The Mincy Park Committee or whatever inquired about a little bit of improvement there in the electrical part in the pavilion and maybe in the little concession stand or whatever it is.
Do you furnish electricity in any other park?
Pardon me?
Do you furnish electricity in any other park that the county has?
No. No other park itself. Not that I'm aware of.
So in the concession, does that money go back into the park? Who receives the funding from the concession stand?
Whoever's holding the event.
Okay. Is there something wrong with the existing electrical in the arena? And
it just gets overloaded.
Is it in the concession stand with the what they're using in the stand that overloads it, throws a breaker or something?
No, the one that's in the pavilion that's used by the general public is one that gets overloaded.
In the pavilion? The lights?
Yeah, you know, the outside, yeah, the pavilion.
So when they're having a horse show?
A horse show, family reunion. You know, everybody brings a crock pot, plugs it in, and poof, it blows it. And so what they're doing, upgrading the system a little bit. I don't know how many outlets there is down there now, but
the electrician told me he needed to add more circuits to it. It's only on like one circuit, and when it blows, you know, if you plug two different items in, it'll blow the break.
You need a bigger breaker box.
Yeah.
Well, he's got room in the one we got. You just got to add more breakers.
Just add some more.
Add more breaker
circuits.
Yeah, circuits.
Yeah, wire circuits. Yeah.
So the service is big enough. Like it's 200 amp or something. It's big enough to handle more.
He just has, like I said, do more breakers and then split the circuits up more.
Mm-hmm.
And the cultural resource permit also, the people do the ARPA permit, which is required on anything that you do. So they take care of that also. And ARPA is, I think, the American Resource Protection Act.
Yeah, that wouldn't have. I think what our concern on is we had all along said, you know, the whale has been the project there for some time, so it could.
Yes.
And that was a new development. So now they're saying in order to proceed on the whale, we have to have the cultural resource
yes.
survey. So that's a.
Technically, if we replace a dig down there to put in a new fire ring, we should have one.
But on your electrical, back to the other, on the electrical service for the park, is that something that you're looking and putting in any other park and paying the
Not at this electric? Time we have it.
Mm-hmm. And then the other ask is the picnic tables. Do we have existing picnic tables at all of them, and we just want to replace them, or
I don't know. Do we have them? We don't have none to Mark Twain.
No, we have them everywhere
else. Yes. Are these? There's 12 of them that's being requested. Do all those go to one location or multiple locations?
Six of them is what the park board agreed to take to Mark Twain, and then the other six could go wherever they want to go.
And we do have several picnic tables that's getting in poor repair.
These are the newer picnic tables, and back in the beginning they used ones that are getting warped.
Composite material, and they first sagged in the middle and
And is the concern that if we don't use the money, it goes away and won't be able to use it next year? Or what's?
No, this is stuff that we've kind of had some of this stuff on the back burner for a while.
Okay.
And
so this could have been on.
Since the floods every year, we haven't been able to do anything down at the Cassie Mill Park. And.
I'm going to move to approve the proposed amended budget for the park board if we need a motion on it.
Second. Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be in recess. We'll recess upstairs. We've got executive session. 610-021, 1 and 3, legal and personnel. I've got 10:28 a.m. We'll be in recess.